Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are two approaches towards Muharram and Safar. Number one, the historic approach. Number two, the holistic approach. According to the first approach, Muharram is the month of mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family and his companions for what oppression was done against them. Muharram is the month in which we recall what transpired in 61 AH with the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and his companions. Muharram is the month in which we educate our children and generations of what Imam Hussein alayhi salam did to safeguard Islam. Muharram is the month in which we learn why Imam Hussein alayhi salam must be loved and revered, and why Yazid ibn Muawiyah must be hated and condemned. Muharram is the month where we express our love for Imam Hussein alayhi salam and hatred towards his enemies that existed back in 61 after Hijra. Muharram is the month in which we expose the crimes of Banu Umayyah. We expose the crimes of Yazid, Ibn Sa'd, Shimr, etc. For this, we go to the books of history, read the analysis of scholars, and the books of Maqtal. The focus and outcome of this approach is to commemorate and hold the mourning gatherings, majalis, poetry, latmiya, reciting ziyarat ashura, matam, tabarruk, processions, visiting the grave and shrine of Aba Abdullah Imam Hussein alayhi salam and other martyrs of Karbala. In different parts of the world, different communities commemorate Muharram with their own cultural elements and Islamically permissible methods of expressing grief and sorrow. According to the Islamic traditions that have reached us through Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, remembering Imam Hussein is an act of worship of Allah, and hence it will be rewarded in the hereafter. Now, this historic approach must and will continue, inshallah. The second approach is the holistic approach. While it is the month of mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it is not confined to that. Remember, the historic approach is a subset of the holistic approach. If we take the holistic approach through Muharram and Safar every year, we get presented with an opportunity of self-development, enhancing our spirituality, strengthening our bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reconnecting with Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, understanding our socio-political responsibility, realizing the challenges and attacks faced by Islam, getting informed about the oppression committed against the downtrodden and oppressed masses around the world. Imam Hussein alayhi salam launched a movement to establish divine justice. Imam Hussein alayhi salam launched a revolution against tyranny and oppression. Muharram is the month of promise and commitment with Allah. It is a month of promise and commitment with Allah, His Prophet, Imam Hussein, and Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah sharif. It is our promise that we will safeguard Islam like Imam Hussein alayhi salam did. It is the month of renewing the pledge of allegiance with Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his grandson. That's why we say, Ma taraknaka ya Hussein. During the occultation of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, it is the month of renewing the pledge of allegiance with the deputies of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is why we say, Ma taraknaka yabn al-Husayn. It is the month in which we commit to continue the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. See how the scope of the holistic approach is much wider than the historic approach.